All right, am I on?
Am I on?
No.
Okay, at this time, we're going to reconvene into, we're adjourned, well, we've already adjourned, reconvene into open session, and we'll start with a flag salute. Director Ohilski, could you start us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we receive a report out of closed session.
Yes, President Muthart, members of the board, staff, and audience, the board did go into closed session at 6 p.m. this evening in regards to two cases of pending litigation under Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision A. They heard a report from legal counsel, but took no reportable action. And they also went into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9B1. A conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation. Again, they heard a report from legal counsel but took no reportable action. Finally, we did go into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 regards to public employment. The good news is there appears to be a resolution, but the exact terms of the writing have not been specifically completed.
I could generally address it. The union and our board have reached an agreement on a cost of living increase effective January 1, 2013 of 2.3% for all of our union employees, and the employees will also receive an additional $75 per month contribution from the district toward their medical, dental, vision insurance premiums. That is the proposal that was communicated to us from the union, and the board accepted it without a counteroffer.
Okay. And President Muthart, I know that there are a couple errata that need to be corrected on the agenda, and I believe that your interim general manager is prepared to do so before
okay.
Sir.
Okay, in the board packet, we just omitted the resolution that goes with the adopting the budget, so that's on the back table. And then there was a resolution for the solid waste charges, and it had the wrong date on it, so that also is on the back table. And then approving the write-off of the uncollectible water accounts, we have the correct attachment here on the back table too.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, at this time, the first item on our agenda is have public comment for items not on the agenda, and I'd just like people to remind folks that for our public comment, we have quite a number of
organization. I don't understand why you wouldn't, and of course, it is the prerogative of the chair if he would like to allow that. I'd be interested. It doesn't look like he is, so I will proceed, and I will speak pretty much to the Finance Authority Board at this time. I feel like I've been on a bullet train from June 6th, when this authority was first introduced to the community, to adoption of bylaws and formation of the authority on the 20th, with very little communication with the public. What we have asked the public that has been participating is that you do not take the cash out in the refinance, and that you and what monies are available go to the citizenry, go to those of us who are paying this assessment and bound ourselves to it for 30 years. We'd like to have that break so that we can apply it to our financial house and not yours. What you've done is decided to take the cash out and proceed on some project. There was a list at the 20th tucked in the packet, but there was no public discussion about the list of potential projects. There was an ad hoc committee formed. That committee hasn't reported out. There's been no participation from the public for us to help you, since you've made this decision to pursue a project that benefits the prohibition zone only, which is what I believe is prudent. And then, so I raised some questions. I sent an email to the president, and I got an answer that I didn't expect, and that somehow the list is fluid, and that we can substitute projects. So I don't quite understand how you have deadlines with the bond council that they want a list, but then you can change your mind. And if you're going to change your mind, I encourage you to change your mind in favor of what the public's been telling you, and let the benefit of the money go to the households at $33 a year.
Thank you. Can I ask council a question? That is that subject more for our public hearing on item 8 rather than items not on the agenda?
No.
Well, she was speaking to the finance authority, which is not... I think her comments were allowable.
Okay. I just wanted for other people. Thank you.
Richard Meritzen, just for clarification on the agenda changes and additions, unless I missed it, are the GAN appropriation? It is in here?
The GAN appropriation.
Is it in here or not? Because then I don't have to continue on that subject. Because it's not in my packet, and I pick my packet up. What? Okay, well, it wasn't in my packet. So, my other comment is, I know you guys are busy, but collectively you have to start keeping up to speed on what's happening, not only with the CSD, but also with the wastewater project. I asked repeatedly for you to attend Board of Supervisors meetings and have some input, try to, you know, give them some indication of, you know, issues you have. We know you have issues because they're talked about in the committees. You've talked about a few of them here at the board level, but you know, the last time members of this board showed up and gave comment, I'm sorry, you know, we were left wanting. I still don't understand, you know, the gist of what the comments were that day. With all of the things dealing with Los Osos to talk about, they weren't. And you know, Mr. Gibson keeps saying, oh, we're getting plenty of compliments about the contractors. Yeah, they are. The people in the road and the people working on the streets are very polite and very accommodating. That's not the problem for the people in Los Osos. It's no signs leading up a street and you get to the end of the street and you can't get through.
Right, but we're also in a much worse plight. And I'm very, very concerned about the dewatering plan that this project does not have. It talks about bumping it now up to possibly 16 million gallons per day that need to go someplace in our basin if we're going to remain sustainable. They don't have any place to put even 8 million gallons a day, even 1 million gallons a day. It's a concern. This is a basin that we share with Golden State and with other water purveyors in the private wells. But if you don't think that this is the same as Paso Robles, which is a large basin which is being sucked out, replaced with saltwater intrusion, you do not reverse saltwater intrusion. And the only thing that we're going to have to drink in the future is going to be this upper aquifer, which is the proposed water that would have to go. At this point, they're looking to Regional Water Quality Control Board to get permission to put it into the bay. I don't know what you guys want to drink. It's desal, nacimiento, or treating this upper aquifer to drink. So choices are ahead of us, and I think this CSD needs to stand up, all the water purveyors need to stand up and say no to not having a disposal plan before they begin the dewatering. And the other alternative they can do, which was a hybrid, would be to put in directionally bored vacuum systems in all the high groundwater areas. They're not proposing it. What's wrong with this picture? I mean, do we just let this train wreck break into a billion pieces and then comment later about, gee, how stupid? I mean, why didn't we see this coming? It is coming, and I just wish the CSD could get more involved and not cancel, utility advisory meetings, because I think we have a lot to talk about. This is a project. Just pretend like this was Halliburton and tell me how you'd feel instead of it being the county that's doing this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments on public comment on items not on the agenda?
Okay. Hi, I'm Bob Kreiser. I'd like to speak to the issue regarding restructuring of the bonds for wastewater assessment revenue funds.
Okay.
Is this the time?
Yeah,
for this?
We'll wait for the next agenda item,
okay,
then, Bob.
That's the next item.
That's why I didn't want. That's why I tried to make a clarification, because it doesn't. So thank you. Any more public comment on items not on the agenda? Seeing none, we'll close that public comment, and we will. Go to our public hearing. So,
yes,
Mr. Seitz. Can I ask a question? Just for clarifications, I think it might be helpful for the audience if you explain the difference between the next item and then when we're going to adjourn into the Joint Powers Authority, what the differences between the two are. I think that might be helpful to explain that.
Yes. President Muthart, board, and staff, I've been asked to give the report in regards to the first item, A, and we're looking at adopting these resolutions basically to assign those rights to the next entity that will be meeting in this room following this item, which is the Los Osos Financing Authority. The resolution before you assigns the rights to purchase those bonds to the Los Osos Financing Authority and approving matters and agreements relating to the issuance of the financing authority's bonds to finance the acquisition of the district's 2002 improvement bonds and to finance public capital improvements. The history of how we've gotten here today started on May 2nd, actually started before that, when the board staff received communications indicating that it would be possible for the district to refinance the 2002 bonds in order to not only assist the assessees within the prohibition zone, but also to provide money for a capital project. The board first considered this on May 2nd, and at that date, the board decided to adopt the maximum amount that could be gleaned through the use of insurance, and to split those monies approximately 55% to 60% towards the prohibition zone and the remainder going towards the public project. That was carried forward to the next meeting. Excuse me. Which was on June 6th, and at that time, and as you will hear, the bond market since we considered this first on May 2nd to today's date has gone through fairly substantial fluctuations in terms of what interest rates would be garnered. There is potential when we get to the time of selling bonds that there will not be any cash that would be garnered for a project, but rather all of the funds then would go towards the assessees within the prohibition zone. I'd be happy to answer any questions of the board at this time.
Do you have any questions from the board? Director Vogel.
What is the difference between this vote and the vote that would be taken by the financing authority? The language of the two resolutions seems quite similar.
They are quite similar, but this action assigns the rights of this district and this to the financing authority for the actions that we're taking in that financing authority. That action, which will be considered at your next meeting in a few minutes, basically will be to authorize the sale of the bonds.
Okay, that's the sale of the bonds. What about whether or not we want to use those bonds to finance a project?
That's also a part. We're assigning the rights to the financing authority to make that agreement.
That's this vote right now.
Right. Correct.
We're assigning that right. And then when we get to the finance committee meeting, at that point, the resolution is to vote on if we want to approve, you know, the use of the bonds for redeeming the bonds, but we do not wish to use money towards projects. Where is that spelled out in the vote?
That would be spelled out in the finance authority vote.
Okay.
You would amend the resolution.
Yes.
We would amend the resolution.
Hold on.
Okay.
To answer your question.
Yeah, please, Paul. Yeah.
Okay. To answer your question, when we get to the finance authority, there's a resolution that's in that you will be adopting. That resolution basically adopts the idea that you're going to do a project. You can amend that to say no project.
Okay. As opposed to voting against it?
You can propose an amendment or you can vote against it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Any other questions from the board? Should I go to public comment now?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, we'll have public comment on item 8A, the public hearing.
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and I clearly am having some heartburn over the project list. And the list that was tucked inside that packet is what I understood was sent to bond council. That list differs from what was in the paragraphs of the public hearing notice. Some items were dropped, others were added. So it's clearly changing, and I don't know now which list was sent to bond council. So that's a question. In May, Mr. Seitz's bill reflects clearly work on the finance authority bylaws, researching the prohibition zone only question. Are those fees recoverable from the cash out? Because I was under the impression that we were working with no additional cost to our staff, and that this wasn't going to hurt the district. And clearly, with Mr. Seitz's bill alone at $15,000 last month, it's evident it's hurting the district. When you give this authority to the finance board after your vote, or as part of your vote, I wonder where the finance committee and the utility advisory committee that works for the district, that works as citizens for the district, that their role is not spelled out in your bylaws for the finance authority. And that is where this needs to be hashed out, is in those committees. Those dedicated, qualified citizens are there to help you make those decisions. So, and then I'll ask the question now, because I don't know if I'll get the answer before we talk about it again, but if we pull out
$660,000. What is to prevent the credit if we were to refund it versus if we were to go with the project or the later amendment change? Because, again, each of those projects then brings in people that have to get paid to look at it. In the end, we may end up with a couple hundred thousand for a project that, you know, maybe never even materializes. I've seen many of those happen before. So I'd really just like to have it completely clarified how much does it cost to do either both different directions with this refinance, and a suggestion would be that the laterals are a hardship for just about, we guess, 70% of the town that are more low income. Those range from 5,000 estimate up to 15. If you have a grinder pump, you could be looking at 20, 25,000 extra, depending on how complicated your terrain is. So I don't know if returning it in the form of a rebate on your laterals might be another option for a project, but I do think that we need to know how much money it's going to cost to go whatever route we go up ahead of time. I don't want to find out later that we spend it all on specialists.
Thank you.
Just a question, Richard Margaretson, question for clarification. Is this the time now to talk about whether or not you are going to use some of the money for a project, or if it's solely going to be for assessment, or is that when the Finance Authority convenes?
What's before the board right now is the assignment to the...
Right, to...
Okay.
Okay, I'll bring that up next time. I still have an issue, and I think many people have an issue. Your Finance Committee, at the meeting before last, made the recommendation that you go the direction of returning all of the proceeds to the assessment payers. But I have an issue with, even if you even have that authority to do a project, because examples, you know, we were told there were hundreds of examples across the state of this kind of thing being done. Well, one member of the Finance Committee looked at the entire list, and there's no district, city, or entity on that list that mirrors Los Osos. Those on that list have total control of that particular, you know, if it's water, like Morro Bay. Morro Bay is in complete control of their water within their boundaries. The overlaps that happen in this town, I want you to give me an example of what mirrors that, because the issue for me is still the equity issue. You can't give an example off of that list that mirrors Los Osos. So I'm wondering if you even have the authority to even bring a project into the discussion. I have no problem. I think everybody on the Finance Committee was happy with the refinance and reduced the assessments. But going beyond that, so if that's what this is leading to, this first vote, I don't know that you have that.
Thank you.
Hello, board. I'm Bob Kreiser. I'm going to speak regarding restructuring of the wastewater assessment revenue. I looked at the numbers, and the numbers are fairly simple. And if I was going to suggest a choice, I would suggest that your board support a scenario number four out of the five scenarios I was able to look at. And that number four is an insured scenario. It is a scenario that does leave some capital in the hands of the board to make some decisions about benefits to the community. The bottom line is number four, your board would have funds to do capital improvements without asking the taxpayer yet again to vote to support the following items. The funds could be used to drill a well on the east side as one of the items. The funds could be used to drill another well over at 8th Street. Both of these items are protecting our water supply. And as mentioned just briefly before, water is probably the number one item in the state of California, and it's very quickly becoming number one in Los Osos. Our sewer project has always been about water. It's never been about waste. It's always been about water, and it's still.
Good evening, Board. My name is Chuck Cicinia, Los Osos resident, Golden State Water Company customer, and wastewater assessment bond payer. 2002, I was asked to vote on a wastewater bond assessment, not a water project. That's what I was duped into voting for. I almost feel like you're trying to dupe the community again. It reminds me of when I was on your board a few years back and realized that my property taxes were supporting your water district. I'm a Golden State Water Company supporter. I pay their bills. I don't want to pay your bills. I don't understand how you can mix this. How are you going to find a project that supports the Prohibition Zone but not Golden State? Or you're just mixing and matching things that you shouldn't be. And I caution you on this. Water is our issue, but this was a wastewater bond. You want my money for water projects? Talk to me about that. Don't take my wastewater bond money and try and build a water project with it.
Thank you.
Lynette Tornotsky, Los Osos. I live in the Prohibition Zone, and I want to thank the board for going ahead with this. It's a great idea. I feel like we're a community. We're not a bunch of separate water districts. We have no authority over the wastewater project. We have a way to lower the cost of this thing. Prior boards have damaged our credibility with the bankruptcy. We have a list of projects that need addressing that we've had no money to address. I'm really happy you guys are looking at water projects, because really, how do you separate water from wastewater? I've heard that innumerable times by people.
Please, excuse me. I need quiet.
Thank you. I've heard this innumerable times that you can't separate the two, so thank you for going ahead with this.
Thank you. Please, if somebody needs to make a comment or a conversation, you can please step outside or to the other room, but please give the top speakers the respect. Please. And I'd ask that people turn their cell phones off. Thank you.
Mr. President and directors, my name is John Eric Storm. I'm a property owner in the Prohibition Zone, Golden State Water customer. I'm a business owner in Los Osos. I work on with the board of the Chamber of Commerce here in Los Osos, and I'm now a voting member on the Finance Advisory Committee, and I'd like to clarify some issues about that. I'm here to support the board's decision to do the cash-out refinance to hopefully help us move forward to some needed projects here, and at least keeping the possibility open without any change to anyone's assessment as it stands right now. And this might actually be the first money out of this whole thing that goes to something the whole community can enjoy. And so anyway, in all of my capacities as a home and business owner, parent, representative of local business, and president of a countywide nonprofit, I think this all makes sense, and I agree with one of the previous speakers who tries to see Los Osos as one community instead of a bunch of diverse interests. With respect to the Finance Committee, before I was a voting member, I argued in favor of this, and despite the fact that I discovered that technically it's still unanimous if somebody abstains, I abstained on the vote on this, and so they can say that it was unanimous to make the recommendation they made, but certainly I tried to argue in favor of what you ultimately did, and I would like to also point out that you're the people that are responsible to the voters, not the advisory committees, not me. I'm appointed, and I filled out a very short piece of paper to do that. So while I appreciate your taking my input in that capacity, I think the discretion should remain with elected officials. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more public comment? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing.
Do you want me to respond to any of the...
Yes, actually.
Okay. In regards to Julie's question, in regards to the list of bond counsel...
Excuse me. We have a decorum that we need to keep. And okay. When we're ready to continue, okay.
What I can tell you is this, that before... that the list that was given to the bond council is a legal mechanism to be able to fund any capital project. It has to be a capital project. We have to identify it eventually, and we have to spend money towards it if we're going to do that 85% during the first 3 years. Okay. In terms of Bob's question about choosing alternate four, basically using the insurance and getting the cash out, the maximum amount of cash out and maximum amount to the assessees, that was what the board chose on May 2nd. And I think the answer that I gave to Julie's question answered Chuck's question as well.
So. Okay, thank you. Mr. Timing, would you like to address some of the issues as well?
Good evening. My name is Paul Timig. I'm with the firm of Quinton Timig. I'm your bond counsel for this issue. I think Mr. Seitz covered a number of items. The administrative costs of this transaction will be funded within the transaction. Again, Mr. Seitz's fees in connection with the reviews will all be paid from bond proceeds, so there will be no obligation of the district's general fund to pay any of those amounts. Lists were given to me. All I needed to know was the district had enough facilities that it could spend the money on so that there's comfort that there are projects available to spend the funds. And as Mr. Seitz said, the decision on exactly which project is going to be done at a later meeting, I just needed a universe of improvements that was big enough that it would use up whatever foreseeable amount of funds could be raised. The cost of the project, I mean, there was a concern that studying it may cost more than it. I mean, that's with any project. You know, when you decide to do a project, there's a budget for the project. Some of it is, you know, formation and study. Some of it is actual construction. But that will depend on which project you pick and, you know, how far along it is. This money could augment another project. There are two actions here. Again, as Mr. Seitz said, the district is assigning its rights effectively to do the structure to the financing authority, and then later on the agenda, the financing authority actually approves the issuance of bonds. The two are connected. They are related. There are agreements between the district and the new financing authority to accomplish the funding. So both bodies are interrelated. The financing structure depends on both of actions being approved. I'm not sure what else, if anyone has any questions for me.
Yeah, this is a question that I know have been answered before, but it was brought up again, so just for the sake of clarity. Again, our bankruptcy is not resolved, so what is the potential of endangerment of any of these funds being put towards the bankruptcy?
Under state law, these can only be used for a public capital improvement within the boundaries of the district. They cannot go to your general creditors. They are not general funds. They actually will be funds of the financing authority, not of the district. So they are beyond the reach of any creditor. That would be a red herring. Also, as I understand it, the bankruptcy is about to be resolved anyway, but these would not be funds of the district. They're funds of the financing authority. So a completely different public entity.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And one other question that like clarified, it was is depending upon the amount of money that we get, that still the maximum amount of money is in this structure is going back to the assessment.
The majority of the money will go back to the assessees. The reserve fund that gets freed up will be effectively used to reduce the future assessments in the assessment district. So maybe the underwriter can speak to the economics, but more benefit is going to the assessees than the new money. The money is a fluctuation based on interest rates. And if it's, you know, and the debt markets are in wild swings right now, Mr. Bernanke came out today with a statement, and the stock market went wild. So we don't know how much money you're going to have. We are not using the money credited to the assessees as the flux point. The flux point in this deal is the money that would be available for other projects. So that is what's shrinking and growing, depending day to day on the financial markets. We're hoping that we have a good environment in the next couple of weeks to accomplish the financing, but there's no guarantee. We've had, again, interest rate swings that are unprecedented in such a short period of time over the last 3 weeks. Looks like the market's settled out. There are quite a bit of similar financings that are trying to go into the market in the next month. So we just don't know, and that's why I think the decision about the use of the funds really should be delayed till you know the magnitude of them. And again, that's...
We have a second. We have a roll call.
Director Ohilski?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
Director Vogel?
Yes.
Director Wright?
Yes.
President Moodward?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. At this time, Mr. President, we'd be adjourning to the Los Osos Financing Authority meeting.
Okay. Okay, so I call the meeting of the Los Osos Finance Authority to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Director Ohilski.
Present.
Director Vogel.
Here.
Director Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Baltimore.
Here.
Chairperson Moodward.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Seitz, could I have a introduction to this?
Yes, the item that is before the Finance Committee tonight is to adopt a resolution authorizing the issuance of revenue bonds for the purpose of financing the acquisition of bonds of the Los Osos Community Services District and public capital improvements and approving related documents and actions. As you'll see, there is a staff report that discusses what the JPA is doing here. This is the entity that was created by this board that allows it to use funds for a capital project. And pursuant to the resolution that was done on May 2nd, the maximum amount of revenue by the use of insurance of the reserve fund to cover the reserve fund to free up that money is essentially what's being proposed in the resolution.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board at this time? Seeing none, I will open it for public comment.
Good evening again, Julie Tacker, and to hijack a phrase from CEQA, the environmentally preferred project is no project. In this case, the economically preferred project is no project. The money should augment the economically challenged citizens of Los Osos and let them decide how they want to spend any of the cash out. This doesn't heal a community. This drives the wedge deeper. And the prohibition zone has been the burden, an
an inordinate amount of the burden has been placed on the prohibition zone to balance the basin. If you are going to pursue a project, consider that the soft costs of a project, any project, the legal, the design, the permitting, etc., 40% of that money is gone. The on-the-ground improvements will only be about 50 to 60% of what you get. So we're not talking about a very big project anymore. If you're going to pursue a project and it's going to benefit anybody but the prohibition zone, they should pay their pro rata share. There's 13% of the community of Los Osos that's outside the prohibition zone, and then there's another percentage, and I don't know what it is, that's outside, in that resides within the basin. And how you hook those people is nearly impossible. So to pursue a project that benefits the basin as a whole on the back of the prohibition zone is morally wrong. It's morally wrong, gentlemen. When you sell the bonds, on page 32, it speaks to the bankruptcy, and it says, it is not possible to predict a failure. It is not possible to predict a failure to win the appeal or how such a new filing would affect the bonds. Additionally, the filing of a petition in bankruptcy by any entity with which monies in the funds and the accounts of the authority or the district are invested could adversely affect or delay payments of principal of or interest or premium on the bonds.
So the person who owes on that bond, I've heard $33, $17, $11, and I just don't know which one it is. Thanks.
Good evening, Chuck Cicinia again. The amount of money doesn't even matter. What's legal isn't always what's moral. You asked me to vote for a wastewater bond assessment. I don't even live in your water district, but you want my wastewater bond money for a water project that's going to benefit people outside the prohibition zone because your customers are outside the prohibition zone. Unless you're going to come up with a project that only benefits your customers within the prohibition zone, let's see that one. If it's legal, doesn't make it moral.
Thank you.
Bob Kreiser again. My math says that if, in fact, it's the difference between pulling the 660, if that's the amount that eventually winds up in our hands, or not doing it, that math comes out to $11.54 per year per person. Okay? Maybe it's not about how much it is, and maybe people are concerned about it, but in the end, to do anything in this community that protects our water benefits the entire community. Okay. So maybe I'm going to pay for some guys on the hill to guarantee that their water supply is there 20 years from now or 50 years from now or whatever it is. I'm okay with that. I can support being sure that the water supply is here into the future. So please, let's make this about water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Margetson, I submitted 7 points to this board of contention on this issue. Not one of them has been refuted at this point. Not one of them. You haven't even looked into half of them. This is an equity issue. You're asking, I'm going to say exactly what I said at finance. You're asking Golden State customers to forgo a reduction in their assessment to do a project that the water department of the CSD would be responsible for. And you went to the ratepayers a year and a half ago with a list of projects to justify two 12% rate increases. And if you were at finance, you would find out that this year we're going to run a surplus on the budget from the water department above and beyond funding all of the reserves that were set up and the increases in the reserves. We're going to run an additional surplus. You have the money to get these projects started. I think you have a lot of guts asking, you know, Lynette lives in your water department, of course. Why wouldn't she want Golden State customers to help pay for a project that's on the CSD list of projects? If Golden State came to the ratepayers of CSD and asked for help with theirs, if you reverse the situation, how would that play out? There's no project. That's why Mr. Seitz's list holds no validity. The examples. Because there's no project, water project, that you can come up with that only benefits the prohibition zone. That only benefits the prohibition zone. You have a duty to do your own capital improvement projects through your ratepayers. You're an enterprise fund. Get a definition of what an enterprise fund is and what it's supposed to do and what it's supposed to fund. Your finance committee, irregardless of what the gentleman said, brand new member, missed a couple of the meetings, was adamant about giving all of the money back. And the $12 over 20 years is $1 million, gentlemen. $1 million.
Thank you. What we're paying for. It would have been a lot less cost to all of us, and we could all reap the benefits equally like you guys wish we could. And I know we will, but I don't think a few people should pay for everyone. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Keith Swanson, Los Osos. Look what you've created. Okay? The money it's costing just to do this and to create another entity to be able to spend money. The $33 would be realized if you did nothing but just do a restructure of the bond and be done with it. But now you have a separate finance authority, which is going to cost staff time, legal time. All these expenses were not going to be realized before because of what you guys are doing. The Prop 218 vote was for an assessment for a sewer project. My Prop 218 vote did not say that you could take my money and spend it on a water district. I mean, I've been adamant the whole time that this came up that this was the wrong thing to do. And the hypocrisy sometimes I hear that, you know, it's going to cost $500,000 to do this, we shouldn't do it, but then you're willing to spend the money. I mean, it's a good deal for the community. I mean, it's a win-win if you just said, okay, no finance authority, restructure the bond, and give the money back to the community. What's wrong with that? Instead, you face controversy, possible litigation. And these are the choices that you make. This was just laid out to you guys. This was an opportunity that staff found. I believe it was probably farmed a little bit by the bond. guys, but here we are. You have an opportunity to save some money for the community. But instead, you've got this pie-in-the-sky idea of spending this money. And sure, people will say, well, it's $12 or $33 or whatever a year. It's $33 a year. You know, sure, okay, it means a latte three times for somebody, not for someone else. It's not your money to play with it, to find a project that you can make fit. It's not going to happen. This is a Prop 218 vote for a sewer assessment, period. And the money that you're realizing from that is from that assessment. And it's to be used to rebate or give back to the community.
Thank you. Any more public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the board and allow you have a question first.
No, I'd just like to have a follow-up question. This came up from a couple of speakers, so if we could get this question answered, whether or not assistance on the lateral connections could be a project or not. I'd just like to have that specific answer, that question answered.
Okay.
And yes. I can at least try an answer to that. Mr. Timmig will assist if I get too far off base. The requirement is that a capital project be chosen by the board. It has to be a capital project. And I don't believe that the definition of a capital project would include a fund to assist in payment for laterals. It's unfortunate, but the requirement is for a capital project.
Excuse me, please. No conversations about. Please. Are you finished, Mr. Seitz?
I am.
Okay. Would you like to add any other comments, Mr. Timmig? Okay. Mr. Levine, there was a couple of bonds. Was there anything that you needed to clarify?
Sure, Bud Levine with Wolf Hansen. I just want to give a report that we have had an active conversation with S&P with the staff's help. I'm expecting a rating response the first part of next week. We're in now active discussions with the insurers because with the market change, obviously the insurance part of this becomes extremely key for this moving forward. As Mr. Timmig pointed out, the bond market has had a dramatic change. I recall in my comments, I think in May, when somebody said, but with the market coming back, and we believe that over the next 2 to 3 weeks that will continue off of the reaction that had been occurred several weeks ago, that we will be able to get back to hopefully something reasonably close to what we were talking about before. But as Mr. Timmig pointed out, that as far as the assessment reductions are concerned, the benefit of the surety bond, which always was the major portion of what would lead to reduction in assessments, when that's put into place, that is not yield sensitive. It's not sensitive to the market. All of that will be passed on in a benefit in lower assessments. And the interest rate that ends up where the bonds will be priced will have to do and result in the amount of the project money that will be generated. And in addition, there always is, with the correction of the surety bond, there is always that $25,000 a year that the district will be saving on the catch-up. So I think any questions from the board, but sure.
I have a question.
Sure.
What is the reduction in payments to each ratepayer in the prohibition zone as a result of the refinance, regardless of whether there are projects?
Well, that's a different question because that has to do with where the interest rates are. If you were to do an issue with all of the benefit, we don't know what that interest savings at this point is going to be. But the most recent analysis that we've done, and that was based on rates about a week ago, would have resulted in about $44,000 a year in reduced assessments, which would, and we believe that is actually probably a little bit higher than that right now. I think that would end up being around $14 per assessee.
Per year.
Right.
So that's
the present value of that would be about almost $700,000.
Over the course of the bonds. And that would save each ratepayer
around $14. $14
no, over the
a year. Pardon
okay,
me?
And over the course of the bond, the present value?
$14 a year over the course of the bonds.
Right. And what would that amount to over the course of the bonds per ratepayer?
You figure $14 times 20 years.
$280.
So that's the reduction that we're going to be giving the ratepayers by refinancing.
Right.
If we do not give them the additional benefit of what would otherwise go
yes.
to...
Correct.
But that, does that include the insurance?
Yeah, this would be with insurance. And and then, of course, the difference beyond that would produce a project. Right now, that project would be somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000.
So the project would garner about half of the proceeds then?
No, the project would garner less than half. It's if your total benefit is going to be around $1 million.
Okay.
The project's going to be $200,000 of that.
And $800,000 would go to?
$700,000 would go to the ratepayers.
And
I just said.
Where'd the other $100,000 go?
Well, you've got $100,000 that would go into the reserve fund. You have basically you would have $700,000 to the assessees. $300,000 would go back to the district in the benefit of the $25,000, and around $300,000 would go to the project. It's actually, if you're the $300,000 that goes to the district is not part of the savings. It's the result of having the reserve fund. So if you're looking at just the savings and the amount freed up from the reserve, it's $700 and $200. You've got $700 and $300. You have $1 million, of which $700 would go to the ratepayers, assessors, assessees, and $300,000 we go to the project.
Okay.
Whereas originally we were talking about $660,000 in a project. Hopefully we get back to where the rates are that we're able to do something close to that.
And when will the bonds be sold?
The bonds, we originally were going to sell the bonds around July 21st.
Any comments they'd like to make?
I'm ready to make the motion.
Well, I had a question. If we were to take out the capital improvements, we would have to amend the motion, is my understanding. Mr. Seitz, if we were to amend the motion to take out the words "and public improvements" as it's currently worded, would that be sufficient to accomplish that, taking out the public capital improvements?
Well, that's not exactly amending the resolution, but by amending that as a part of the motion, I think it does remove it from the resolution. So, yes.
Okay. But the resolution appears to be a fairly extensive document. And I take it the resolution would have to be amended to conform to the motion?
Correct.
Okay. And that can be done?
That can be done.
Okay. Okay. And did you want comments from members of the board before vote?
There was no motion.
No. I haven't done a motion yet.
Oh, no motion yet? Okay. Yeah, I'd like to speak to this issue just briefly. I don't think that it helps convince voting members of a board to call something that they're asked to do morally wrong. One thing to say it's wrong, it's another thing to, you know, make it look as if when someone makes a decision based on their political views or their decision what's in the best interest of the community, that it's morally wrong. I don't think that's helpful to the decision-making process. I'm not saying that I disagree with the positions that people
are taking. Could you please refrain from having conversations in the audience?
And I understand that things can get heated, but I don't think that there is light in the heat, as has been said by Oliver Wendell Holmes. It doesn't generate a good discussion to make it into a moral issue. It would be a moral issue if someone were taking the proceeds from a bond such as this and pocketing it. That would be a moral issue. But to dedicate something to a public works project because you feel that it's in the best interest of the community, I just don't think it's helpful to be accusatory, as some members of our community have been. I'm not saying that I disagree with their position, but I just think that in the future, in order to maximize the benefits of having a service district and having a useful process, it's best to keep some of the animosity out of the process. That's my two cents.
Would you like any other comment, or can we have a motion?
No. I'll make a
motion. Oh, could I make a motion then? I would like to actually make a motion to amend the present motion.
There is no motion.
Oh, excuse me. The staff recommendation. Okay, I would move that the board adopt resolution number 20132 with amendments authorizing the issuance of revenue bonds for the purpose of financing the acquisition of bonds of the Los Osos Community Service District and approving related documents and actions. That would be to delete the four words and public capital improvements. I have mixed emotions about this, and it's not because I've been accused of that this would be morally wrong. I don't think it would be morally wrong, and I certainly don't think it would be legally wrong, for the reason that none of the members of the Prohibition Zone could get together and refinance these bonds if they wanted to. They have to have an entity such as a public service district or a finance committee available to refinance, and this service district chose to do that, and that enables a reduction of the rates for the bond payers. And as we've been told, it amounts to, you know, somewhere between 12 and 17 or whatever dollars per year for every rate payer. It's a reduction. Now, if this money is spent on public capital improvements, it would result in an additional reduction, and that causes me concern, and I don't know that I want to be committed or make a commitment at this point to spend 85% of the money that is eventually available. So since I am not willing to make that commitment, I'm asking to amend the motion. Or, excuse me, make this motion as I proposed it.
I'll second that motion.
Any comments on that?
So one of the things that I see in this capital improvements issue is the dollars that are available. And this board, considering the past of the service district has done a really good job of looking out for the community, not just today, but going forward, such as the capital improvements list, resolving the bankruptcy, reorganizing the description of the employees such that we got internal promotions available. And so looking at a few dollars today would probably hurt. It might not be financially responsible to save someone a dollar 20 years from now, when today it could have addressed a need and solved that need. I was just looking at the menu and the lunch counter this afternoon, and a sandwich now costs $8.50. I'm pretty darn sure if you just go back 6 years, it was about half that price. So, again, this board has been very good in looking at the future of where we're going. And the dollar cost advantages today to address a capital project are far, far superior than to look at the political issue. And with that, I think there are the capital improvement projects that are not just Los Osos water projects. I think there are other projects out there that are larger than that. And so I'd like to see this particular motion not pass, and that we do pass the original such that we can give us the opportunity to be fiscally responsible, use today's dollars, and look forward to a better Los Osos as opposed to the immediate.
Well, I agree with Craig in that sense, and I also, Mr. Kreiser and Mr. Storm mentioned that, I mean, this is about the Los Osos water basin. We happen to be in a situation where we have three purveyors, but we do have one water basin. And if we can help improve that basin now with this project money, it goes to better improve the basin overall in time. And there's been, the county has delayed multiple projects out here for years. And like Craig says, we are taking action to move forward. And I believe this is just another step in moving forward. And so I will not support that motion.
Having served on the Utilities Advisory Committee before I was elected to this board and after I was elected to this board, I was exposed to the amount of need that this community needs in terms of water management. And I was exposed to how many years that this district and this community have had neglect due to the wastewater project, as an example. I also was initially part of the CIP planning, and we had several projects that we had to choose from. We had three scenarios, if you remember, an A, B, and a C. A was the least aggressive, B was the middle, and C was the more aggressive. And we had to go with B rather than C because of the amount of funding. And one of my personal goals as on this board of directors for the CSD has been fiscal responsibility, getting us back to getting us to a place where we have choices to make, where we don't have debts get wedged into this community. I hope this is a healthy debate, and it's really not a wedge that's happening here. So it's a difficult decision, but I would not be able to support the motion as given. Can we have a roll call, please?
Director Vogel?
Yes.
Director Ohilski?
Yes.
Director Wright?
No.
Vice President Baltimore?
No.
President Muthard?
No.
Okay, I'd like to make the motion as originally in the staff recommendation. I move that the board adopt resolution number 2013-02 authorizing the issuance of the revenue bonds for the purpose of financing the acquisition of bonds of the Los Osos Community Services District and public capital improvements and approving related documents and actions.
I'll second.
Before we take a roll call, I do want to say that. Oh, you have comments as well? Okay, I'll let you go for it.
I didn't comment on the first motion because I basically agreed with what Director Vogel was saying. But quite frankly, I'm going to vote in favor of the motion itself. I think it was a healthy debate to have, as you mentioned. I think that having an honest disagreement on whether or not we should spend that money on a project or return it all to the assessees is a healthy discussion to have. So I don't have a problem with that. But I think, you know, I'm going to support the motion because I think we do need to return the money, that larger portion of $600,000 or $700,000, to the assessees. And then hopefully as we work through the process on the project, as I brought up in my clarification of the original motion, if, you know, when we first discussed it, I want to make sure that that project has a primary benefit to the prohibition zone. So I just want to clarify, I thought the debate was healthy, but I do think it's important to go ahead with the refinancing, even though I would have preferred that we would have rebated it all to the individuals.
I agree with Director Uhilski on with that regard. I think it's important to go forward with the refinancing. I see I don't have the votes for my motion, and so we can look at these improvement projects on an individual basis. But given the fact that I don't have the votes for my motion, I'll support this motion.
Any other comments? Yeah. I just want to say that in terms of projects, now that we can begin to focus more on the projects themselves. I'm really hoping that energy from all of the public will help us identify a project that will best fit. We're in a very unique situation here in this community where we've been forced to draw lines through our community, unnatural boundaries, if you will, and it's been a curse, and I can't wait till the day that curse is lifted off of us. But for now, I do believe that the one thing we have in common is water. It's what is most important. It's the new gold, and it's our gold, and we need to do anything we can to conserve it and to use it wisely. And so I think, you know, we certainly have enough talent in this community to come up with a project, and I open up. I want to make sure we hear from people's ideas. We can, you know, email the board. It's easy to get a hold of us. We have websites, everything. So, you know, all ideas are welcome. So may I have a roll call?
Yes, sir. Director Wright?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
Director Uhilski?
Yes.
Director Vogel?
Yes.
President Muthard?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have to turn this meeting on.
All right.
So we're going to... Mr. President, at this time it would be appropriate to adjourn the meeting of the financing authority, return it to the regular agenda of the district.
Okay.
Dark now. We can't go check out the fire engine.
Okay. So that the meeting of
look nice.
Meeting of that is adjourned.
Much different than the other
as he said.
Are we going to take a break?
Yeah. we're going to. Okay, we'd like to reconvene to the Los Osos CSD Board of Directors regular meeting, and I am told that we need to have a roll call. A roll call, yes.
Director Ohilski.
Here.
Director Vogel.
Here.
Director Wright.
Here.
Vice President Baltimore.
Present.
President Buthart.
I am here. Okay. We're going to continue on our list of public hearings, and we will go right into to B. So if I could get a staff report.
This is 8B.
I actually, to be or not to be. So it's not to be, it's 8B.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hello, President, Vice President, staff, and board, and public. This is item 8B, which is to adopt resolutions to levy drainage and wastewater assessment district number 1 assessments for the fiscal year 2013-14 and approve collection via the tax rolls after this public hearing. So we need to consider any objections to the protest or protest.
Okay.
Mr. Sykes said.
Am I'm requesting, are there any?
No, you basically open the public hearing and you ask for public comment and then we close the public hearing and take action.
Okay. So I'm opening the public hearing for this item. Is there any public comment regarding this?
Richard Margetson. Not to beat a dead horse, but $223.38 is the assessment. Based on the numbers, which, again, didn't have up-to-date information tonight from the bond guys, but based on their last calculation that anybody saw in this community, could have been reduced to $190 per single-family residence. And Mr. Vogel, to say that you're not taking money out of people's pockets, you actually, what you guys approved, is taking money out of people's pockets. You had the opportunity to reduce an assessment. You're now asking them, if you do a project, to pay more than they could have. So that's asking for more money from people. I'm sorry. That's where our, and then my next question is, one of the 7 points I brought before you, do we have a cost for what it will be next year for the recalculations? I guess Marshall said in the break, Wallace Group isn't going to be doing it next year, but what the cost will be to calculate the reassessments to be put on the next tax year when this bond assessment goes through, or this bond refinancing goes through.
Any more public comment? Seeing none, I close the public hearing and bring it back to the board for discussion. Any board discussion on this item?
Just one quick question, clarification. There's no change, essentially, from last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Can I have it? All right. Can I have a motion? Elaine Mathis. Motion?
No. I'll make a motion.
Okay, please.
I move the board adopt resolution 2013-14 and 2013-15 to levy assessments as listed separately in Exhibit A. For drainage assessments and wastewater assessment district service number 1 assessments, including the addition and the administrative charge of $3.50 per parcel, and submit these to the County of San Luis Obispo for collection in the fiscal year 2013-14 tax rolls.
Second.
Well, technically, the staff report that was given only dealt with the wastewater, and I know that the motion indicated that it'd be considered drainage. Jointly, but at this point, we're just considering the wastewater.
Okay, amend that motion to delete drainage.
So amended?
Amended, yes.
Do I have a second for this?
I'll second.
Roll call, please. Is there any public comment on item 8C?
No.
It's 8B2.
Wait a minute, guys.
This is part B of A right here.
Oh, we have to go.
AB1 and AB2. We did wastewater, so that's what you reported. Now we're doing drainage.
AB2 is drainage.
Yeah, so everything's here. So basically, take this out, and that's one. Put that back in, and that's two.
How come I don't have a one and two on mine? Okay. All right. So do we have a second on Director Wright's motion?
Yes. Second.
Anybody?
Oh, yeah, I'll second.
Okay. Roll call for 8B2. You do this to me on purpose, don't you?
Director Wright?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
Director Bogle?
Yes, but aren't we essentially substituting this second motion for the first one?
No. The first one dealt with wastewater assessments. This one deals with drainage assessments.
All right.
I don't have it.
Director Hillsgate?
Yes.
President Buthart?
Yes. Give me a second while I look to see if there's any more ones and twos. I apologize for missing that.
That was an implied one and two.
Yes.
Not a real
it was on the
two.
Agenda, but not on the agenda.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's a thick package.
Okay. Now we'll go ahead and try 8C.
Or not to see.
Yes.
Okay. This is to adopt the levy for fiscal year 2013-14, the special fire tax, and approve collection in the tax rolls after public hearing.
Okay, I'll open the public hearing. And is there anybody going to speak on this?
Richard Margetson, just going to point out again, as I have in the past, 1522 per benefit unit, or 7610, is significantly lower than the first fire tax that was attempted to be passed in 2004. The second fire tax, after much debate, much angst, much public comment, received an overwhelming majority from this community. And the minute CAL FIRE took over, the savings was in the $250,000 range. Many of the people that were here tonight on your first item were involved in that. You should listen more to your community. Those have been involved in the past before you guys were ever board members. We do know how to save this community money. And the reason that fire engine's sitting out there tonight is because of what happened in 2005. There was no vehicle replacement fund at that point. That has all come about since CAL FIRE and Phil came on board. You need to remember a little bit of the history of how this district got to where we are on some of these things in order to learn how to go forward on some of the things that are coming before you.
Thank you. This time I'll close public hearing. Bring it back to the board for any Comments?
I got a motion.
You got a motion?
I move that the board adopt Resolution 2013-16 to levy the special fire tax assessment as listed in attached Exhibit A and submit to the County of San Luis Obispo for collection in the fiscal year 2013-2014 tax rolls.
I'll second that.
I have a second. We have a roll call.
Director Ozelski?
Yes.
Director Wright?
Yes.
Director Vogel?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
President
Bluthart. Yes. We'll proceed on to item 8D. I have a staff report on 8D, please.
Okay, 8D is to conduct a hearing to consider all testimony or protest levying assessments on solid waste accounts as listed in the report of delinquent solid waste charges and to adopt the resolution confirming the report.
I move that the board adopt Resolution 2013-17 confirming the report of the district general manager for the delinquent solid waste collection charges and authorizing the collection of the delinquent charges on the county tax roll.
I'll second.
I have a second. We have a roll call, please.
Representative Baltimore?
Yes.
Director Wright?
Yes.
Director Bogo?
Yes.
Director Ozelski?
Yes.
President Bluthart?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll proceed to item 8E. May I have a staff report for that?
This is to conduct a hearing to consider all testimony of, or protests of levying assessments on water accounts as listed in report of delinquent water charges and to adopt resolution confirming report and levying assessments of fiscal year 13-14 tax rolls. That would be resolution 2013-18.
Are there any questions regarding the staff report? Seeing none, I'll open the public hearing for this item. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. May I have a motion?
I'll move that the board adopt Resolution 2013-18 confirming the report of the district general manager for delinquent water collection charges and authorizing the collection of delinquent charges on the county tax bill as amended if changed.
I'll second.
Thank you. A roll call.
Director Bogo?
Yes.
Director Wright?
Yes.
Director Ozelski?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
President Bluthart?
Yes. We'll move on to item 8F, which we have an amended copy of the motion for this. Does everybody have a copy of that?
It's the resolution.
Okay. Could I get a staff report?
Is this the for the budget? Oh, I don't have that amended motion, but. Okay, this is after holding public hearing on this item, this to adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2013-14 and to approve the resolution.
Can I just 2013-19.
Yes, you can add to that.
I just wanted to add to the staff report before we go to public comment as chairman of the Financial Advisory Committee. This has probably been one of the most vetted budgets that we've had since I've been on the board in these 5 years. We are adopting it a little bit past our deadline, but I think it was worth waiting. And the Financial Advisory Committee recommends approval of the budget with the amendment that they suggested at the meeting Monday, which is the amendment that you received today, which was to go ahead and amend the solid waste fund to appropriate administrative allocations at the same monthly rate as was for the prior year. So that was a suggestion that they brought, and there was some extensive discussions about the rationale for that, but I think that both Leonard and I were there and agree with that recommendation to the board. So, but it has been vetted. We've had special meetings, and I think each one of the other committees has had the opportunity to meet with the Finance Committee and set it. So as a background information, I just wanted to get that out there.
Mm-hmm. And also it's the committee discussed and that, you know, there There are a number of things that we'll be waiting for mid-year adjustment, and we'll be expecting that. At this time, then I'll open the public hearing. Do I have any public comment?
No staff presentation.
We already have. We had that.
Nothing on any of the things that we brought up Monday, other than the one thing.
Lindy Owen, I just wanted to discuss line item 9983, and I've been trying to get something done with the water conservation funds that we have set aside. It's $25,000. We're 8 months into the year, and we have done nothing. I mean, I know we have some really cute little bags you can carry, and I just want to urge this board to please combine this with our public television access money that we just got, and could we please get something going? I wrote a proposal, and I've not heard one word from anybody, and because we have cancellated
in this budget.
The only change that they made in their motion was the one about administrative allocation. The other ones were, we will address those in the future.
Right. Yeah.
Richard Margetson, respectfully disagree with Marshall that this was the most vetted budget in his term on the board, but I'm not going to waste my time on that. A perfect example, I mean, we only were given 3 minutes. I brought up two issues. There were more, and it didn't seem like there was a want for elaboration on the other issues. But I'll bring up the two that, besides the solid waste, your administrative budget on page 3 of it has a line item 9511. You're budgeting $25,000 this year for the bond reserve. I'm sorry, but every budget that I've ever been involved in at any level of government, $25,000 in a less than $600,000 budget is a significant item. $100 item might not be considered significant, but $25,000 is significant. The other item, in the water department, you know, you guys are bent on needing additional revenue for water projects that aren't even started, but you have a line item for $80,000 related to the nitrate removal project for 1 year. Project, the equipment's not even here yet. You just got the paperwork for the grant recently. That number is going to go down dramatically. In a balanced budget at this point, you're already looking at a surplus next year just from that one line item. And I'm sorry, an $80,000 item on a $2 million budget is also considered a significant line item. You guys keep talking about wanting public input, wanting your committee input, wanting the, and you know, I'm, without being mean, your board has no finance people on it. You should really take advantage of what's available to you in your committee structure. That was all I had time to bring up in my 3 minutes, is those two items, but sorry, those are both significant, and there were other items. So at the mid-year budget, you're going to have some significant changes. But this thing, by no stretch of the imagination, was scrubbed. You guys should go back and look at some of the tapes from 03, 04, 05 and see how the budget was scrubbed.
Richard, can you point me to the $25,000 line item?
In the budget for administrative, page...
You could ask me.
Okay.
Page 3.
Okay, thanks.
Line item 9511.
Okay.
Do you got it? Page 3 of administration.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Any other public comment to this hearing item? Seeing none, I'll close the hearing, public hearing this time. You look like you want to say something.
No, just to respond to a couple of things, the $25,000 is the bond commitment that we made, and until we refinance the bonds, we might have to spend that money. So that was a prudent approach to go on that. The $80,000 was budgeted for the entire year because we didn't know, and we still don't know, when we're going to get the equipment. So when we get the equipment, we will adjust that budget item down. But our understanding is that we've got the final paperwork. We're moving forward with the acquisition, and it's a relatively easy install. So both those items will be addressed in the mid-year, but one was a complete unknown, which is when we get the nitrate removal, and the other one was unknown as to how we were going to proceed forward with the bonds. So
Those are my thoughts exactly. So I'd like to thank the people that participated in this, staff and the finance committee, realizing that the $25,000 to the bond reserve is not a guarantee. It's a high probability, but not a guarantee. So it's very prudent to keep that in there. So I'm glad we have it going forward. And also with the nitrate removal program, everything is in line for us to start that. So let's hit the ground running with some monies allocated there, rather than trying to say, oh, they're spent and we have to figure out where they are. Very prudent budget right here. So thank you.
And one other thing I'd just like to add to that. Please.
Director Hilsky?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
Director Vogel?
Yes.
Director Wright?
Yes.
President Muthard?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just a couple of days late.
Second one of Pirates Cove.
Let's see where we are.
Is it Pirates Cove?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
8G.
G?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 8G. I got it. No, it's right here. It was in Cal Fire E's here, so I didn't recognize it. Chief, you're up.
Okay. Agenda item 8G is a second reading and proposes the adoption of Ordinance 2013-01, amending Title IV, the Los Osos District Fire Code, to prohibit the igniting and launching of sky lanterns. This is the second reading. As you recall, this board saw the first reading at the last month as presented by Chief Lewin. The main difference between this staff note, other than the obvious that it's the second reading, and the last staff note that you saw is the addition Exhibit 3. Exhibit 3 is the permit that was not available at the time of the last writing. Exhibit 3, this permit will allow for the cultural religious use of sky lanterns under certain strict conditions as allowed within your district fire code. It is my understanding that all required notices and legal requirements have been issued and is now available and ready for your second reading.
And I just have to add that if you make any changes tonight, we have to start the process over.
Okay. We'll take that under advisement.
I understand. Hands off.
Okay. If there are no questions from the board, I will go ahead and open this public hearing. Are there any comments? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the board for any discussion or a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Mike, do you want to report what happened at the presentation of ESAC?
I have that in my committee report, but I can do it right now. We did have a presentation at ESAC on this, and it was well received, and I think, and also too, we just had another incident on July 1, same location, I understand, Pirates Cove.
Yes, sir.
And so, it's time to put this in place. I can't imagine people doing it a second time, but
different people
maybe. Mm-hmm. So,
I'll second Mr. Wright's motion after he makes it.
I'll make it. Okay. I move the board by motion adopt Ordinance 2013-01 by title only, amending Title IV, Amendment F, Section 302.1,
Amendment G, Section 308.1.6.3, which prohibit, with an exception, the ignition and launching of sky lanterns, and adopt LOSCC Ordinance 2013-01 and direct staff to post and publish ordinance as required by law.
And I'll second it. I actually had the opportunity to see when the Avalon CSD passed the same ordinance, so I have to say our presentation was better. So.
Okay, very good. So we've got a motion.
We have to read it by title only, and I'll do that right now.
Okay.
So, an ordinance amending the Title IV of the Los Osos Community Services District Code to prohibit the igniting and launching of sky lanterns.
We have a roll call.
Director Wright?
Yes.
Director Hilsky?
Yes.
Director Bogo?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
President Newhart?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. At this point, we will close our public hearing section and go into our next item, administrative and committee reports. The fire department, please.
You have before you the July fire department or chief's report. I meant May. You have before you the May Chiefs report. In the month of May, we responded to 100 calls out of the station, out of Station 15 South Bay. Of those 100 calls, there is only one simultaneous call. 68 were medical aids, 31 requiring advanced life support. There was one incident reported as a traffic collision, two incidents reported as fires, and Company 15 came back a total of three times to assist the full-time staff. We had a fairly significant water outage within the month of May, and that's detailed in Agenda Item 3. Approximately 300 residences were without water, as well as a portion of the commercial area. Cal Fire brought in a second water tender to assist Water Tender 15. And we're around within Station 15 to better protect the district hardware and computerware. Station 15 attended the annual Memorial Day service at Los Osos Mortuary. As previously discussed, California Conservation Corps, in cooperation with the Los Osos Fire Safe Council, have been working up in the Cabrillo Estates area on a hazard abatement project, making very good progress there. A little bit interrupted with a high fire activity, but if anybody would like chip piles, there are some manzanita and oak chip piles up there that are available free of charge at the end of Rodman, at the end of Alamo, and in the Travis Drive area. Station 15 staff started preparations on a community-wide week-long chipping event in cooperation with the Fire Safe Council, the Los Osos Focus Group, and the CSD. I can report that was a well-received event, and I'll have more information for you at your next board meeting. And we started preparation on hazard abatement inspections in and around the community of Los Osos. Those were conducted in the first week of June. The next inspection will be going out next week, and I'll have more information on total numbers of folks. But I can tell you that it was much less. There are much less violations this year than there has in last year. That goes with our graph of less violations every year. We will be, as we go out this next week, looking at a little bit more detail on addressing. We kind of ran through that with a focus on hazard abatement this year, in June. This next month we'll be focusing on those violations to see if they've been rectified, as well as addressing. That concludes my report. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
Not so much a question, but maybe a comment on the chips that are around. I think they would make a good dust control for folks that have problems in the project, or, you know, with any of that type of thing. I've went up to Rodman and got some myself. It's great ground mulch cover, but if people are, you know, thinking of that as an application, I think that would be a good application for that. Any other questions?
Yeah, I understand that.
Chief Veneris was playing hooky here in May and went down to the Southland to fight a fire, powerhouse fire, and was one of our incident commanders there. So I want to thank you for your work down there.
No worries, sir.
Okay. We'll move on to the next, the Utilities Department report.
Good evening. I'm here to report on the month of May for the Utilities Department. As far as water production is concerned, May 2013, we produced 22.3 million gallons, which is a decrease from last year by 6.7%. 57% of the water service area was billed for 22.7 million gallons, where the consumption period was between April 11th and June 10th, and it generated $172,139. So revenue increased by 9.8%, but consumption decreased by 1.4%. And you can see on the graph here in front of you, the table, we've got for the month of May, the different production at well sites and comparative to last year, along with the runtime hours of the pumps. And during the month of May, the crew worked all over. They assisted the contractors with the shutdown on 8th Street, and they've upgraded several services in the 2000 block of 10th Street. And then the staff submitted their monthly report to the Department of Public Health with no violations noted. And as far as the drainage is concerned, the crew leader met at the Madeira Drainage Basin with one of our consultants out there. And crews checked various inlets in the system, and our NPDES permit for stormwater, there was a new one adopted February 5th, 2013, that goes into effect and went into effect July 1st. So with the help of staff in the office, we've been able to get our documents to the state through their porthole. As far as drainage is concerned, or excuse me, Bay Ridge Estates, well, we already know what's happened as far as their assessments go, and the Prop 2
has been conducted with the county because it would appear that their conservation program is going to fall short of their expectations and how those monies are going to be, the extra money is going to be used. Has that been started, or has that happened?
Between us, yeah, and the county? No, I have not said anything to them.
Okay. Yes.
I know I've discussed this with you before, but Faith and Ramona, I noticed they paved it over today, so is that situation resolved there yet? Because it was open pit for weeks.
They will be conducting a shutdown on 8th Street tomorrow, and the ARB will go in there and replace the mess that was created from what was there right now. Yeah, they had, it was just a mess there. I don't know what else.
So that's going to be resolved in the short term? Yeah.
Yes, it will be resolved, and the contractor is doing it.
Okay. Okay, great. Leonard and I both go by there daily, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing no LOCAC representative here, we'll pass skip C. And would you like to go first? No? You're fine? Okay. We'll have the emergency
services. I do have to leave.
We'll go with the emergency services advisory committee meeting report.
Sure. Yeah, we met June 18th at the fire station. As mentioned, Chief Ramirez was out, and Captain Wilcox sat in. We did review the minutes, and they were approved. We did have, like I mentioned earlier, the committee had the presentation of the fire lantern ordinance by Acting Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly from CAL FIRE. It was a very good presentation on PowerPoint. We reviewed the financials, and then we're still wrestling with the ESAC mission and vision statement. We thought we had it, but got wordsmithed, and I think we're yielding back to Chief Fenaris on a couple words, so it's going to be back on the agenda this coming month. And we had a motion that failed, and so that's why we're bringing it back. Then we also are still discussing implementing the Los Osos Community Wildfire Protection Plan. And Committee Member Tacker informed us that she has extensive information to assist in pursuing the project. And she's removed verbiage that she believes might prevent the proposal because it got turned down by Fish and Wildlife. They didn't like the mention of the wastewater project in there. And it was also recommended that the committee recommended to the board that the board have a cover letter with the project to go forward for review again. And then we also reviewed the cooperative fire agreement for this upcoming year, and it was the committee recommended that we as a board approve it. And then we also just went through the budget, and everything's okay there, and we approved it tonight. We also, again, brought up the fire flow map, and due to manpower shortages because of the fires, CAL FIRE has not had a chance to go over the Golden State data because they submitted it to us in a different format. It's got to be translated, essentially. So that's still ongoing. We did get an update on the fire engine, but that's a moot point because we now have it. It's been delivered. It's going to be in operation, hopefully, in, 2 weeks, I believe. And then we also reviewed the monthly fire department report, and that's pretty much it. The next meeting is July 16th at 5:30. One closing item, we did lose our alternate due to family considerations, so we do have an opening for the alternate on the fire committee. That concludes my report. Any amendments?
Yeah. I just had one on the fire plan. We are waiting for feedback both from Fish and Wildlife and the county on that, so hopefully we'll have that not by the next week's meeting, but hopefully we'll have it by the meeting after that.
Okay.
So we can bring it to the board. And then I just don't think we've given enough emphasis to the new fire engine, so
yeah.
I really think that you know, it's something that the fire department owes, you know, that they've done a great job on it. And Fred, I was able to see of it today. I know there's been a lot of oversight, and staff has gone out there. The fire department has sent somebody back out, or pardon me, CAL FIRE has sent somebody back out there and worked thoroughly through the whole process. So, and also our ratepayers, our fire taxpayers who paid for this, I think it shows. I think it's something that everybody should be proud of, from the fire department down to everybody on staff, to everybody in the community. So I just wanted to give a little extra kudos to the engine at this point.
Yeah, the project was handled outstandingly from A to Z on it, and the outcome is it happened quicker than I thought it would, and I think it was just because of the over
piece of equipment so far.
Excellent. Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the Finance Advisory Committee report.
Thank you. I think our last meeting was relatively short. We did discuss the warrant registers, and I'll just go through a summary of what happened at the last meeting. The committee recommended that the warrant registers be accepted and filed by the board. They recommended that the board receive the financial statements, the cash and investment schedules, and the reserve schedules as of June 30th, 2013. There was also that discussion on the budget that we've already discussed as far as the administrative allocation for the solid waste, and that was the change that was included in the motion that you got tonight. And then lastly, the committee recommended board approval of the authorization of the write-offs of the uncollectible water accounts.
Right.
It was a pretty straightforward agenda and meeting, so I don't know if you have anything to add.
No.
And I do apologize, but I do have to leave at this point. So
yeah, no problem. Thank you. Okay, I'll backtrack to the Utilities Advisory Committee meeting.
Yes.
Utility Advisory Committee did not meet, but the interim general manager sent out informational status update email to the committee. There was essentially the reason for not meeting was there was one action item which was to formally address the conservation budget and possibilities of spending it, but it was one of those decisions with it takes staff actually does take time to prepare and to accommodate these committee meetings. They just don't happen, and just at that particular time, that particular month, with everything that was going on, and we still have an open position, the decision was made to postpone the meeting one more month.
Okay, great, thank you. And then we have any other direct, excuse me, do we have any other reports from directors, community interests and reports and attendance at public meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars? And then the ad hoc committee. We have an ad hoc committee report. Did anything, David? Anything? Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Right. So I'll give the report on the ad hoc committee. And so this was the ad hoc committee to look at more refined potential projects should there be any funding available from the bond refinancing. And before I give the result, I'm going to give a little summation and comments. So at previous meetings, there was public comment made about the bond refinancing that some facts that were thrown out there were overstated by 100%. Other facts were put out that billing increases in water rates could be covered by the savings, and they were not accurate. And the past boards of Los Osos has created some challenges, and I'm going to say it again that this board has been very active and very thorough, and they prepare and they follow through, and they've got this community working on a budget. I mean, we meet our reserves, we are budgeting for the future, and so I just want to say that as part of this, this is the process. This process is of government. It just doesn't occur instantaneously. And so with that, the board has in place advisory committees in the financial advisory committee on this particular item, the refinancing the bond. The board, they're there for advice. They're not a rubber stamp. The board doesn't rubber stamp the advisory committee. And so the advisory came back and said, in regards to this refinancing of the bond, that they recommended that the amounts of money for the servicing of the bond, roughly $500,000, that was fine, and that they recommended not to negotiate that lower. The finance committee came forward on that, and the board accepted it. The projects that were identified was that a land purchase may be performed and capital improvements with that land. That's one item. And alternative would be to look at existing infrastructure and to see, again, based on the amounts, you can't sit there and say one or the other, but land purchases would probably be the first, and look at capital improvement for existing infrastructure would be second. And so that is what the committee reported back as far as if there are funds available for capital improvements.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Also, to add to that, I don't know if it's exactly, the Finance Committee didn't exactly recommend not to.
I am going to respectfully disagree. I brought that public up. You can go back and look at the tapes. We had people from the public come up here and said that I was unprepared, I did not look at that information, and that that was the recommendation, that the service monies were reasonable and that there we should not negotiate them.
Okay.
That was brought up at this meeting. That was brought up at this meeting. Please do.
Okay. Well, we'll agree to. But what we did is we took that. We've taken that short list that was circulated out, and we went through that and talked about what projects would try to fit that mold of being community-based and benefit most of the prohibition zone. So this is an ongoing thing, and as we talked about before, now we really can start really looking at projects, and we're going to be looking for public input on that. And so that's all. Just add to that. Okay. At this point, I want to before we go into public comment, is there going to be any items pulled on the consent agenda? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and go to public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda.
Good evening again. I'm Julie Tacker, and Mr. Baltimore, I'd ask you to just get the audio tape of the Finance Committee, and you'll see that your committee did want to negotiate the commission that the consultant brought forward, that they're going to get paid. I have some real concerns about the Utility Advisory Committee being canceled twice in a row. I actually heard a rumor that you might go down to a quarterly meeting. Water's all you do, and it really is important. And if for some reason committee members can't make it, then the alternate needs to be pumped up. Or if the board members can't make it, then call somebody in to back you up. The business of the district is all related to water, and that needs to continue. I didn't hear or didn't see in any of the reports any bankruptcy update. In AMPI's report about the recent warrants, the bump in council charges, she makes a little statement about outside counsel for one case, and I'm not sure what outside counsel in which case. And then what I did learn in reading the Finance Authority's item tonight is that the bankruptcy is going to hearing in October. I've been asking for months for an update on the bankruptcy and never got a date. And now I see in the Finance Authority report that it's in October. It's a funny place to learn about it, is what I feel. We haven't talked about a groundwater management plan in a long time. When are we going to see it? I keep hearing, again, rumors that it gets pushed out. The dates keep being pushed out.
Richard Margetson, you can spin the two items I brought up any way you want, the $80,000 and the $25,000, but, it's a prudent budget. The $80,000 is for brine removal for an entire year. The equipment's not even here. If that's not even online for 3 months, that's $20,000 that budget's overstated. You can talk all you want about but I'm going to spend the rest of my time. You know, Mr. Baltimore, you were completely unprepared at the first meeting about the bond issue. And to go after the Finance Committee about some of the things they said, if you want to go that way, we can go back through your questions and your comments at that meeting about your understanding about the $12, the $16, all of that stuff, and the overstatements and understatements. Because after leaving that meeting, the comments out in the community about your testimony, I think you'd be embarrassed. And to go after the Finance Committee now, when you weren't at that meeting, about what their stance was on the cost, they were very concerned about the cost of this refinancing. Because the only ones that walked out smiling today were the four people here who are going to earn $500,000 or close to $500,000. I'm sure they're having dinner right now, a little victory party. So to say that that wasn't a concern from them and to say that was their recommendation, you're completely overstating the facts. You should have then been at that meeting, which you could have sat there in the audience as a third director, as long as you didn't comment, and then been fully prepared for that meeting. But I submitted seven questions. You haven't responded to one of them, and they all have validity. Not one of them. So if you're going to go after the Finance Committee or the people that were there trying to give you input, base it on facts. And as far as the utility meeting, some of the members of the utility meeting actually believe that you canceled this meeting yesterday, so this discussion wouldn't be part of tonight's item. That they would be kept out of the loop on this refinancing and what you were going to do with the money. Because I think you would have heard from some of those members that participated on the rate study and gave up their time for months on end on where you are with finances for those projects, where those are in the loop, why they've been postponed. You might have had a complete understanding, but to go after finance when you weren't even there is irresponsible and it's a cheap shot. Go after us about the facts.
Thank you.
Mr. President, or Chair, Mr. President, just remind the public to address the comments to you.
Okay. Lindy Owen, I just wanted to discuss the utilities meeting to the cancellation. It was 2 months that were canceled, so it's understandable that 1 month would be canceled, but I don't see the value in canceling two in a row, and I'm disappointed. There's plenty of items that we should be talking about. And again, my baby is the conservation money, you know, to put money towards the PEG fund, and see if people might want to watch our television station sometime in the future. And then I have a question about a possible, have you had an application for a will serve for a proposed garden on 11th Street between Napomo and Santa Ynez? I don't know the exact address. They went in and illegally cut down the eucalyptus trees on the lot. And now they want to put a community garden in there, which is all lovely, but they don't have any water as far as I know. And I'd like to know if they've applied for a will serve or if we should assume that they're going to truck their water in to that garden. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Bring it back to the board for any comments. Yeah. Anything?
Motion.
Motion.
Do we have to make the motions individually per item?
No. We make one motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion we approve the consent
agenda. Moore is one of the candidates. it's down now.
And I want to report that there appears to be a groundswell. Avila also supported Craig Baltimore for that seat.
Very good. Okay.
Small swell.
All right. Do you have any questions from the board? We understand the motion. We will be picking one of these applicants here in our motion. Okay. So with that, we will go to public comment on item 12A. I see any. Seeing none, we'll close public comment on 12A and bring it back to the board for any further discussion.
You sure, Craig?
Yeah.
You have a discussion? I'll make a motion. Okay. I move that the board direct the interim general manager to submit a vote for Craig Baltimore to represent Region 4, Seat B of the California Special Districts Association Board of Directors.
Can I have a second for that motion?
I'll second.
Very good. Okay, let's have a roll call.
Director Wright?
Yes.
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
Vice President
Bouchard? Yes. Unanimous. Okay. Do we have any requests from board members regarding future agenda items this time? Anything from you, Council?
I think I've been directed to work on a revision to the will serve policy, and I believe that will be before the board within the next 2 months. That's the only thing that I have.
Okay, very good. All right. Anything from staff that we should be aware of for future agenda items at this point?
Yeah, we will want to have the MOU brought back in August, and also, if I can on time, get update some of the personnel policy. Our policy really needs to be looked at, and I know we have a subcommittee working on Title II, and they haven't. I don't know how often they've been able to meet, but that's a huge document, and we need to take all of the sewer references out of there too. So
I think I think our draft has already accomplished that, taking all the sewer references out.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so.
I didn't send it to you.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. What happened to that?
Here
voice?
I am. I thought I sent the draft to you. I'll send you another draft.
Okay, because that's another item.
There was one issue that you had suggested that seemed to require the committee to meet again.
Yeah, I'll have to go back to my notes. But
okay.
And not to foreshadow too much, but I believe at the next meeting that there'll be a announcement in regards to the ISJ.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, with that, closing board comments.
Well, I just want to, again, thank the community and the committees and everything in regards to the fire truck, and especially CAL FIRE for doing a superb job. I think we have a vehicle that's going to be in service for a long time. And it's we joined with Pismo Beach in buying, getting a discount for ordering two. But I think our color scheme is much better than Pismo. looks better. Theirs is red. I mean, come on. And also just to wish Director Vogel happy birthday today. And put that on record.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that what you've seen here tonight, it's really a pleasure working on this board, because we often have open discussions in closed session. But when the majority made themselves known, everybody on the board, will support it. They won't. They won't. As you saw tonight, they going and supporting work together. So thank you again for the public comments and the committee put comments. It's all part of it. It really is. And so.
And I want to just say thank you, everybody. Good meeting, and be safe out there with this project. It's obviously under full charge right now, so there's a lot going on. And keep your eyes peeled for.
From the give and take, it also people will vote for the wrong reasons when they get their backup. So it's important to try to keep things civil. Anyway, thanks again.
I'll adjourn this meeting, and our next regular meeting is Thursday, August 1st.